Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Holland Evans here. You can also catch me at drumguide_69 on Instagram. My Facebook is also Holland Evans, Holland Sinister Evans on Facebook. I'm also going to be coming out with my own podcast eventually, sooner or later, so look out for that. It's going to be called Random Questions, Random Thoughts with Holland Evans, and I'm glad to be here.
Whoa, I like that. Random question, random thoughts.
Random as shit. I'm pretty sure you learned or you knew, you realize that. Like,
see where it'll take us. Oh, that's a brilliant, because spontaneity, it's like how we... There are times where so many people are so used to routine, the same thing, and then it creates comfort. Mm-hmm. And that's...
complacency.
And that's something that I've actually am kind of a challenge for me in terms of my what I seek to do.
For yourself?
Yes, because I do. So I do want to go to Florida.
Okay.
And
live.
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Okay.
And I say that for my health because of winter. Like, I get winter depression.
Okay.
So it scares me that winter's approaching.
Man. Yeah. Okay.
And part of it is I wanted to either maybe return with Amazon or a parks job. However, here, I don't want to return with Amazon because my back's still, like, not fully healed.
Of course.
And
that job seemed to be pretty strenuous at times, so stressful.
Yes. So, today I was kind of thinking, like, maybe I'm going to have to start applying for health coaching jobs that are online, since that's been going more.
Yo, I mean, and look at the times, COVID time. It seems that things are starting to kind of clear up. Not really to me. Not really to me, but like, they opening shit up and they opening things up. So.
So one thing I thought would be very helpful, since part of my podcast would be to help inspire and motivate our listeners, would be to share, for example, one aspect in the circle of life.
Okay.
And one that you thought was very important for yourself, for your own health and happiness, to work on these past 6 months. And I can share with you four that are most... Oh, there you go. Awesome.
No. You do it. Do mm-hmm. it. Cause...
Yeah. And I would like for you to think carefully of which you thought was the most important these past 6 months for you to work on.
6 months. Honestly, yes. My health. My personal... My own... Which is, it's always been my own health, my own personal health, which is a journey, which is a battle, it's a struggle, but we all have to go through it. Or some of us care more than others about our own health, our own body. Some of us don't give a fuck about how we look, how we feel on the inside, how we smell, you know, and I realize when you see a person work out, what do you think they're doing? They're not just working out just to be healthy. They're working out to prolong their life. Because that's what health is. It's life. It's life force. It's trying to be to try to help your body be at its maximum peak performance. You know?
I think of it sometimes when I'm working out, like, in times of desperate times, meaning like when there's a crisis going on, times that I'll need to step up and help someone.
Survival mode. I mean, like, survival mode for me, that's survival mode. Like when this whole pandemic went down, bro, I'm looking up and I'm studying up on herbs, more natural herbs, to as like, if the shit, when, if and when the shit does hit the fan, because I believe it really is, and it will hit the fan, I'll be able to know, all right, at least if I'm in a certain part of the wilderness or the woods or the whatever environment that I'm in, and if it just so happens to be the wilderness, I'll know how to survive. I'll know what to look for. I'll know what to eat. I know what's poisonous, and what's actually edible. You know?
I love that, how you bring that. That's something connected with what I've been reading, natural cures.
Yes, yeah.
Something, it's like thriving off of the land.
Your health,
wherever.
Yes. Your health is your wealth. And your health is your wealth, and your food is your medicine. So I've come to realize that through other teachers, it's teachers, mentors, what else?
Mentors, coaches.
Yes. Yeah.
Instructors.
Yes, instructors. Fucking.
Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Senseis.
Yes.
Trainers.
You know, and when you know that these have when you realize that these people are around or exist, right? It's up to you. After you realize this, after you've come to this point of realization, it is up to you to seek these people out if you want to grow and be a better version of you, or just be good at something or something great, or what is considered in this world to be great, right?
And that would be a definition, depending on per person,
yes,
what their success would be
in this world, that had within the constructs of this world, the jobs that have been created in this world, the things that have been deemed successful or cool or not cool. You have to pick in between these things. And when you come into this world, I realize, because I always say, I knew what I was born into, you know? And when I say that, that means to me, all right, Holland, you have to move a certain type of way to make sure that, to make sure you maintain your survival at all costs, at all and any cost. Do not let any or anyone or anything fuck that up or stop that or slow that down at any cost.
What Holland is sharing is a very important example of having a conversation with yourself and
self-reflection.
Yes.
Every day, every second, every time when I'm stopped reflecting on myself, I start again. Or I give myself little breaks in between, like, okay, you know, I don't want to burn myself out. Sometimes I do get tired of hearing my own voice in my head, yes.
This is an example of also being accountable, and he understands how no one knows anyone better than Holland, and that's an example of like how I also constantly have conversations with myself to problem solve.
and Holland, just to clarify, Holland is only a name that I've been given. I am me.
I am.
But understand, hopefully you guys understand what I mean. Holland was just a title and a name that I was been given. And I just thought about that. But I just thought about it to say that in that way today.
What else would you like to share in terms of improvements or changes that you knew you had to make for your health?
Clarify more.
So I understand part of that is like keeping yourself in check.
Yes.
And
which is making sure that I have a schedule. Which is making sure I have structure. Which is making sure I have discipline, and a schedule and understanding. And I have to have a clear understanding that based off this structure, discipline, and understanding, and schedule that I've created for myself, I have to do it exactly how I see it, exactly how I've created it for myself or how I planned it. Now, understanding that, seeing that, being, I know you guys can possibly be like, well, everything doesn't always go the way you planned it. Or,
right.
Obviously, yes, we know. This is life. If you've been living in this world, or if you passed the age of seven, and you've broken that reality, that purity threshold, you know, and you're really seeing the world for what it is, or what it can be for you. You'll understand that, yes, things don't always go your way, but you still have to plan and prepare, you know, as if it will, you know, because if you don't have some type of a belief system. Or drive, or will, or willpower, which is like, I'm a very strong believer in that. Willpower is a very strong word to me. It means a lot to me. Your willpower, you willed yourself. How powerful are you on the inside? Are your beliefs? How strong are your beliefs? That's what that word is to me. That when I hear that word, when I, right, like willpower.
Ah.
How, you have power. We actually, and you know, okay, cool. I could be getting off a little, or going off, but hopefully most. You realize, yo, you can do anything and some crazy. You can do some pretty amazing and wonderful and wondrous shit, you know.
Part of me is having to, like, I've had this is ongoing. This is me imagining that I'm driving to Florida. I'm in the car and mm-hmm. I'm by myself, but I'm gone.
Visualizing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's No, yeah, come on, bro. I know you got it. I know there's more in there that you see for yourself in your head.
So interestingly, I had a friend of mine actually tell me to... He put me in a meditative moment where he said, close your eyes. All right, keep going further. What else do you see? All right, mm-hmm. I'm letting go of my limitations from New York.
Tunnel vision. Use your tunnel vision as you're doing that.
So it's like I'm breaking all of the things that held me back here in New York, and I'm opening doors, and I'm almost possessing keys to doors in Florida, and I'm also leaving a trail behind me of
multiverse theory, bro. do you believe in that? The multiverse theory, the alternate dimensions and versions of you, of yourself, of us.
I mean, I am familiar. Go in depth.
But who's to say that's not already happened, that didn't already happen in another version, and you just haven't thought of what already happened in a different version of you? It just hasn't happened yet. But you can see it so clearly. You can feel it as if it's really happening. You turning the keys, you driving, your hands on the steering wheel, pushing the fucking.
Yeah.
You feel it. So, like I said, the multiverse theory, too, or just alternate dimensions.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of the one as soon as you said that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what you're thinking about that you want to do. But who's to say you haven't done it already? And another universe or another time, or this is what you haven't done, this is what you're going to do. This, you know what I'm saying? We're planning the future, but who's to say, right? And tomorrow is not promised to no one. You know, we say these things in arrogance. I realize that we say these things in arrogance, like, see you tomorrow. All right, what time? Today or tomorrow? Like, we say these things in arrogance as if we know that we have, as if we know we're gonna live, but that's not always gonna be the case.
Or when some people will say, oh, I'll see you whenever.
Yes.
This is a common thing that I'll say, I'll see you when I see you.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Whenever, and whenever, maybe never. So.
This is you and my friend from yesterday are only reinforcing for me to just do what I have to do to get to Florida, because there is a part of me that does not want to work here.
Okay. Yeah.
Only because I feel like it'll delay me from work transition over there. Because I already know how applying for a job and then getting into a job and then leaving it, that can be like stepping on someone else's toes, quote unquote. On them, because it's just, that's like an example.
You can't think about them. I understand, as you see, and as you're being caring and sensitive towards these other people, or these imaginary people that you don't even know exist yet. Because when it does happen, or if it does happen, these people will pop up. These shadowy figures will reveal themselves. You get what I mean? Whoever the fuck they may be. You'll find out then, at that point in time, if you choose to. But don't even worry about that right now.
I definitely do have a problem when it comes to other people, since I am more so selfless.
Yes.
The time I'm selfish is like when I have to take a break because I've just been so drained from some people.
That's what I'm saying. You have to pick and choose when to direct that energy towards whatever the fuck you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing. Like you see the riots and stuff like that. It's like, this is great energy, but we have to pick and choose the right directions to where to direct that energy and that anger and that frustration. Like, okay, cool. Let's come up with communities. Let's of our own. Let's come up with community watches to where it's like, we don't need the police to come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything happens, we call the community watch before we call the cops. You know? Which maybe, you know, might not stop the cops from coming through, but if we can keep working, maybe we can get it to where it's like, nah, we don't need the I'm for that disbanding the police. But at the same time, it's like, it's certain people out here that don't share the same points of view as me. So it's like, they're gonna do what they wanna do regardless. But at the same time, it's like, I gotta just stick to finding the people that are like-minded and that feel the same way, or somewhat the same way that I do. You know, I realize we all have to settle for something, bro. Something or someone we have to settle. We might not be on point, it might not be spot on, but we have to settle.
This is you sharing with me, because part of, in the circle of life, what I've been trying to do more is socializing, and also in person, because this is where I definitely have more of an impactful, positive influence. And part of that is communicating, like what we're doing, like-minded individuals, to not also play with our thoughts, but also play with what we're trying to produce in our lives.
And achieve more. And it just create. It's just that thought of creation. The fact that we have the ability to create and manifest whatever is in our head, and that we see that something, we can make something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. Just that thought, it blows my mind, you know?
Holland, would you like to share what it is you're seeking to produce to your audience, since I have an idea?
I'm looking to start my own business, as far as like, well, businesses. I'm just starting off one. Like, I like to do things in layers and steps, so I don't, because I know me, if I put too much on me, I'm gonna fuck up on something or several things, and I'm like, do it one step at a time. Layer it, structure, like I said before, discipline, which is the schedule and all that. So it comes with me starting my own business website, which I'm gonna do on Facebook, which I'm working on right now currently. I'm already have the design for my business cards that I'm planning on. Yeah, so like, I just gotta print them and stuff, like get them printed out. I'm gonna also start thinking about flyers and stuff like that. Putting the flyers, like, you know, it's just instead of always having to put out the business card, like it's a flyer, you know, stick that somewhere. You know, somebody walk by, hopefully nobody will tear it off. That's my worst fear about the flyer thing. It's like, I spend my money on these papers and pieces of paper. some asshole just ripped it off.
It's like, come on, man. Like,
man, it's not even hurting. Come on. It was just there. You just wanted to do that to be a dick. But, yeah, and my main business idea, the thing that is the basis of my business is working out and getting in the gym. Owning my own gym. I want to own my own gym, and then and from there, go into other fields of business. You know, own land, property. Go into real estate. Not just the gym, but food, laundromats. What else is there? Yeah, food and laundromat in the gym.
That's like one example, and then it'll like.
Dude, and it's gravity. It should go up from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it should progress from there. I always tell myself, I always tell myself this. I know it may be asking myself a bit much or a lot, but I tell myself, Holland, you are only capable of doing better. Yes, I might fall short at certain places, or I might not come do as good as I wanted, but still, so there's somebody out there that probably looked at me. I could be going hard on myself, and you know, with my boxing at one point in time. I remember one time I was sparring, and I thought I did shitty. I thought I did crappy, bro. I was like, damn, what was that bullshit? I mean, what was I doing? Like, I was getting hit too much. I wasn't moving my head enough. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't being as aggressive as I needed to be. And somebody just came up to me out of nowhere and said, "Hey, man, yo, that was good stuff in there, man. Like, I respect your resolve." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, man, you did great in there. I respect the resolve. Like, you did, you know, you just kept going, da 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 da." I'm like, "Holy shit. Thank you, sir." And in my head, I'm like, "You like that bullshit?" I thought I did horrible. Thank you. Holy shit. I'm like, but I said, "Thank you, sir. And I appreciate it." And I was like, wow. Here I am thinking that I did shitty and I did crappy. And I just I get out. As soon as I get out the ring, I just amazed somebody. I just wowed somebody. I just inspired somebody.
Like, that was like that balance.
It was like, whoa. Okay, maybe I'm not as... But what I'm trying to say is I knew I still needed to work on certain things. And I still knew I needed to correct certain things in certain areas of my life as far as that.
Something that was very valuable and important that I have had to learn and still learn is that there is a time to sometimes be hard on us, on ourselves, but there's also a time to let go of all that anger and frustration, because then it can just drain us.
Yes, I agree, but it depends on what kind of anger and frustration. Because certain anger and frustration have driven me and is still driving me to this day to be where I'm at right now. Like, on some real shit. Like, I am here where I'm at because of the most of the anger. Yeah, I have happy times, too. You know, but mostly because, like, yo, like, what? You didn't believe in me? Or you didn't say, you said what about me? Or you thought this about me? All right, I'll show you. And I'll show the fucking world. I won't show you. I'll show the world. Fuck you all. You know, and then it's like people start to suddenly have a change of heart. They can either take that as negatively, you know, because of, and I'm not, and when I say fuck you all, I'm saying that silently in my head, in my spirit, and I'm projecting out positivity. I use that negativity to create and do something amazing and wonderful. And people be like, wow. And I love, that's one of the words I love people sitting here saying, is wow. Because that means that I just amazed them. That means I just did something amazing that they've never seen or that they didn't think I was capable of doing. And I just blew their fucking mind. And they said, wow. You know what I mean? So I'm like...
It's that moment of like, them, you proved them wrong. Yeah. Or they've been proven wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's...
Shattered so many perspectives for them. You know? And it's, I just shattered so many perspectives for them at that point, or these people at that point. And I can say, yeah, I did that. Just now. That happened.
Yeah.
For me. So, and to have the ability to be able to say that confidently. And claim that. I can claim that. That's mine. Yes, I did that. That's mine.
That's a moment of celebration and appreciation of like the accomplishment.
Of self. Well, I understand it's not to be too vain. You know, or to be too selfish or narcissistic or selfish at that time. But no, you have to, certain things in this world you have to claim for yourself, or you will not survive, you will not get ahead, you will not be able to do with the things that you need to do to get to the next level. And a lot, and when I say that, just know a lot of people fucking give up in life, and I refuse to be one of them. So think about that. It's like, oh, that's kind of foul what he said. Oh, no, but then look, a lot of people give up and don't do shit.
This is like where self-worth and self-value comes in.
Yes. I see better for myself. I know better for myself. I'm going to do better for myself because I am better. I didn't say I was better than you. I didn't say I was better than you, them. I said I am better. I am just... That's it. That's all I'm capable of doing is better, is good, more better. That's it. I don't like to fuck up. If I did, just know I'm reflecting on myself, which I always do. But I'm reflecting in a way of how can I come up and get over this fuck up or this thing that I just messed up on.
What are the mistakes here and the lessons that?
What
that
can I learn? Yeah. What do I see? What is there something to learn from this? Is even this? Even when I fuck up, it's something to gain from this. You know? It's like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do this, this, that, that, this, and that. And I might test it out again. Who knows? I might, yo, bro, test the waters, right? Stick a toe in. I might just test it again, bro, since we at the beach area, right? I might just do it again. Cleaned it up a bit. And this shit might work. Oh, shit. Now it's up to me if I want to keep, whether this is a negative thing or a positive thing. Now it's up to me if I want to keep doing it. Because I found this thing out. I've enlightened myself to this thing. I've reached this point of enlightenment about this certain thing. And now it's like I said, it's just up to me if I want to use it. What am I going to do it with? How, like information.
Noticing what changes and adjustments to make based off of that. For me,
tweaks and adjustments, yes.
So like the past 6 months, it's weird because if I go in past a year, from a year, like there was literally 6 months where I was depressed, and then like fast forward, I'm working in a really physically taxing job.
Tell me about it. This whole past 2 years, but yeah, said 6 months. I was like, dang shit. I was like, all right, I can do that. But yeah, tell me.
So I'm thinking like the flip that I did, and then now to a point where I overexerted my body that I had to resign, and like it's been like past 2 months. It's like, wow, like what the hell? Like I don't know, like how I did that, all that.
I know.
Like, just.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how I did all
that. I'm glad that you said that, because you're reflecting on yourself, because that was a point of self-reflection, right? So, the last couple months, for me too, around 2 months, maybe 3 months of myself, I'm like, no, last like 3-4 months. Yes, within the last 6 months, I've been like thinking about a lot of shit that I've been doing, because I'm about to turn 29. I'm 28. I'm soon to be 29, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck was I doing? Like, you know, growing up in life. I start reflecting on all that shit, going back, like deep, not just what I'm doing today, not just reflecting on self of today, you know what I'm saying, which we reflect on today, the future self, and the past self, right? So I'm not just reflecting on the self of today, you know what I mean? I was going deep, mm-hmm. Right? I was going back to young me, young Holland, right? And I was like, and I just go. I was going through the stages all the way up to the age that I'm at now. And I'm like, yo, huh? What the fuck, yo? You was out here just doing shit, huh? That's the most thing. That's just all I can say. It's like I was just out here doing stuff. Impulse, just going, just acting on shit. Taking a chance, like not knowing, like yo, Holland, like shit is real, bro. Like you can die for certain things, or you should take certain things more seriously than you do, you know. But I'm like, and I started, I'm like, but reality, I still made it. And then I started thinking about the people that I've grown up around and that have grown up with me, you know, and like if they're here, and I started thinking about the ones that are still here and the ones that are not, and the fact that I still am. And I'm like, damn, like what, who knew that you, who would have thought? I mean, it's like, I'm still here. I'm out here in the streets. And I made it. I'm still alive. You too. You know what I mean? Like something like freak accidents happen too. And that word, freak accident, bro. Oh, my goodness.
I've had doctors tell me. I don't know how he's alive. But what I love that you mentioned, which is something that is important, is how you went into three levels of ourselves, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. And what I'm sharing that's important is that how it's, we need to look back at, and look at things that like we did to ourselves or we allowed, mm-hmm. and then learning how not to allow those things to reoccur in our future again because yes. of the reminders.
Especially if they're not beneficial.
They're like these, we need these constant reminders for ourselves, because people, I mean, common times people will say, I know, but
have you experienced it?
And the reminder is something so that at that point in time, when it comes up again, it's fresh in your mind not to allow it to happen again. And this is like where boundaries are tied in.
You know, you remember Operation, the game Operation? you just touched the wrong shit. It's like, you fucked up, you know, fucked up now. But yeah, man.
And then part of that also, the importance is also looking at things from our past that were good to us and how to...
Yes, and appreciate those things. And only go and, like, yo, seek those things in life as you get older. Like, those are the things to value and look for. Not the things that we fucked up on or that fucked us over.
There's that balance. What not to allow in our lives and what to allow more in our life. And this is a very important balance because I understand how I've run into a lot of people that will just entertain the conversation of things that they don't like. And I'll just throw them with one question of, what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, they're just stuck.
Silent. The silence of the lambs with these motherfuckers, huh?
Leo! Hey! Sorry, guys. We have Leo also with us.
Yeah, no, it's a great dog. He's a great dog.
I'm just not prepared to get
him. Hello. He's good. It's a nice dog. But yeah, continue.
I think that was most of it. So that's something that... Because I understand complaining and venting, but I'm trying my best to gear people to, like, being solution-oriented and to...
This guy here, huh?
Do something about their problems. If they don't like it, you know, instead of allowing it to just continue or to not speak up about it.
Uh-huh.
Leo, and this is part of boundaries. Part of boundaries is also communication.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I don't think you're going to go in.
It can even be communicating to specific people, like what you don't appreciate, what someone else is doing to you because it's something you don't need or you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And
yo, bro, it's like now it becomes: do I need this person in my life or not? Am I willing or am I strong enough to cut this person off or this thing off? At the fucking head, at the arm if you have to. Yeah, sever the arm, save the body, or. Sever the leg, you know? One of those situations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just got distracted because Leo just went in there. So I'm gonna have to wash him up later. But, oh, well, he's already in there.
Yeah.
I guess he really wanted to play with your dog.
do you trust his swimming ability?
Yeah, he's... Yeah. He's,
all right, okay.
When we would go to lakes, we went to a lake in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And he rushed every time he saw it and just loved it.
That's cool, man. I mean, they gotta have, like I was saying earlier, before we started, like, they have their own personality too, you know? So.
Yeah, there's times I'll let him do what he wants.
Uh-huh.
But.
And just to see what he's gonna do and what he can think of. And then, like, that's what you think of, guy? This is where your mind goes? Okay.
And, one thing he'll always like to do is he'll go into whatever park we're in and he'll just immediately start rolling. And I'm like, all right, he's going to do that.
These guys can swim better than I can. Like, fuck. I'm just like, I'm really jealous. Like, they can naturally just know how to swim. Like, you're not even fucking thinking about it. They're just going. Like, isn't that crazy?
I wish we had this conversation earlier, even though COVID was a limiting thing, swimming related, because I got delayed. I had to start in August for the pools.
And plus, it's like the spaces. Like, we're like, I wanted to do. I'm planning, like I said, with like my podcast. I'm planning on just being like finding several different like locations. I want to have eventually like something like a main location for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and eventually, you mean depending on who's around or who I really care about, invite them. But mostly if I can, like, you know, find like really cool locations. And just sit down with people and have talks, you know, and just chop it up, really.
Play. Hey. Play with another person's... Leo, deja!
But, you know, as always, bro, it's great talking to you, you know? Like, spiritually, mentally, I feel good. It feels good to know that you can actually talk to somebody and they understand you. Just, like, understanding in general, you know what I mean? That level of understanding. Or what it is to actually understand somebody or someone or something.
Something that people misunderstand that I do is that I allow a person to speak their mind and not to try to simplify or label or speak on their behalf. Because,
or judge.
Because we're constantly changing.
evolving and growing, elevating.
What I may have heard you wanting to do 2 months ago can be completely different now, because I mean, it's part of life. Like
alterations, certain things might have deterred you, might have like discouraged you, you know, to not want to do that thing, or some things might have wanted you, propelled you and pushed you to keep going and want to do that thing. So it's like, you're gonna get that thing, you're gonna do that thing, it's gonna happen regardless, you know.
And part of that is like trusting our bodies, because like there's a voice inside our body. This is instincts, this is gut, an inner voice that tells us specific things that we need to do. And sometimes it's like a balance of
some
like,
people call it a conscience. Some people, I could say, if you also think about it in the way, in the sense of, what if that's our spiritual, like, you know, like, all right, this is our vessel, but what if that's our spiritual self, like, talking to us from, or controlling us from another point of existence or another realm, and we're just only acting on, based off of what our spirit is telling us and what it wants us to do. Sometimes the message might not come through all the way. We might get a little glitches or a little shorts.
Yeah.
And fuck up. But that's another thing too.
And I share that also because how many people don't know what to do, and they will just like reflectively, like as a reflex, immediately go. All right, that's another ball.
This guy here.
It's a good dog.
But yeah, what was you saying?
He always just cracks. Like, he doesn't get me mad. He just cracks me up.
It's like the shit that they can get into, or he gets into, huh?
The point that I was driving at is that there's a lot of people that will go to someone and ask for their advice because they don't know what to do. And yes, there is great value to it. However, no one knows the answer better than yourself. And that's what I try to share with people. It's like, go do something. Go try it. And see what your body's telling you.
Yes. Look at yourself. And I always tell people now that I've been training people a good bit lately, I always tell them to look at yourself in the mirror, man. Just look at yourself. I know certain people could be like, oh, that's vain, or that's narcissistic, or that's conceited, you know, and things like that. But no. I mean, yes, depending on how you view, this is all depending on how you view yourself, how you look at yourself.
There's like a deeper meaning, because there's one where people look at themselves and they focus on the external. But I understand what you're sharing. Part of that is like looking at yourself and seeing what you think of yourself.
That's their shallowness.
Or how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the internal. That's
their shallowness, more so speaking. Like when they talk about their vain, how their vainness, their narcissism, and their conceitedness. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things, it's a part of the shallowness, you know? And it's like, I'm like, look beyond that, get past that. Look at what you have to do. Look at yourself for the things that you have to improve on yourself. Not for, oh, I look in this way and that, like, no.
The external, like, oh, I have a new hairstyle, or I have this great new shirt.
No,
I don't know,
just
whatever.
Just make sure your hair looks good, and that's it. It's neat. It's presentable. That's it. Make sure your shirt has no stains. It's clean. Make sure your pants are like, you know what I mean? Some type of, you know, like, this is really it. It's like, but a lot of people take these things and these concepts and they go beyond, and they push, they over-exaggerate. They exaggerate a lot, you know?
And they take it as, like, the highest standard.
Yeah, these badges of honor in life, that's what I'm saying. Like, these things, like they're, like, that's going back to what I said before earlier. Like, you know, I picked and chose, and I tell myself to pick and choose the things that are valued, in life as honorable or cool or just worthy of getting paid money, a lot of money.
For me, this would be character traits that are being able to maintain regardless of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to just be calm regardless of what's happening, where I like, meaning like being responsive instead of reactive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because it's like being more in control of my emotions.
Yeah, Matt, yo, and this is a lot of things, this is a thing that I've been saying to myself lately, like, full mastery of your body, of oneself, of one, you know, of one's body and oneself, you know, like, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, you know.
This is what I'm trying to...
And I consider all that I just said of being a warrior, that's, I feel like that's all part of being a warrior. Like, we all have to fight for something, whether it's financially or physically. Or emotionally, like I said,
we all have our own weaknesses to work on.
Yes, and you have to be well rounded. You know, you have to be able. You don't have to be the greatest, but you have to at least be some type of knowledgeable.
And then once we have a level of
understanding
and improvement. Then it's also being a master of our environment, since mm-hmm. we're both seeking to have a land of our own. Like, I would want to have a...
Claiming now. You want to get... You remember what I was saying? Certain things you have to claim in life? Like, you have to, like, take... Like, this is mine. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. This is mine. All right. Well, we could fight for it. We could fight for it now. Or you could try and take it. I'll just put it that way. You can try and take it from me, but I'm telling you, this is mine.
This is part of me wanting to be in Florida, because I know how easy... It's more accessible for me to have a parking lot, a backyard, uh-huh. and to go to these beaches and to be able to drive versus here where many people...
And when you say that, I want you to know, I want nothing but the best for you, but that makes me sad to know that you're going to leave, because I consider you a close friend and I don't care about many people. I really don't care about many people like that. Emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm not really that much of an emotional. I try to be more illogical than anything. I tell myself illogic over emotion any day. You know? Like, they say bitches over hoes or da-da-da, stuff like that.
But there's both. Because there's something valuable off of the feeling, because
part
of that is the energy that's being provided that you can't measure logically.
No. What I'm saying is I am susceptible. I am human too, though. Knowing that, when I say that, know this, I am human too. I am susceptible to my feelings and emotions. But I know I also have to use my logic to cipher and break down logically which emotions do I want to use. Which emotions do I want to act off of. You know, at that point in time.
And that's a balance.
Is it smart for me to use this emotion, whatever it may be, happy, sad, angry, confused, joyful, whatever? Or will it not be will it not be beneficial? You know, is it going to help me or is it not going to help me to use this emotion right now?
That's definitely something that I've had to work on and practice these past 6 months, because I would allow myself to go down and then I had to
bro. Slipping.
For me to not do something, whereas now it's like, I gotta do something now. Like, that's just like, I gotta do something. mm-hmm. Instead of mope around or something.
and it's like, what was I gonna say when you said slipping? It's like, yes, you find yourself slipping at times. And you might find yourself crying or breaking down out of nowhere. Right?
That could be like that buildup.
Yo, because that release. But it's a release. Understand that we have to do these things. These are a part of your emotions. So it's like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel sadness or anger. It's like, what are we going to do with this? What have we learned from this emotion? What have we learned from this experience of us crying? Well, us feeling this anger or sadness or happiness?
Sometimes to let it go, and sometimes to let it go at specific times.
Yo, bro, and it's like sometimes
for me,
everything is a drug, bro. Everything that we do is a drug, bro. Everything we do. We sleep, it's a drug. It's addictive. We eat, it's a drug. It's addictive. Our happiness, the wanting to, the willingness, the yearning, the yearn to be happy. You know, consistently, is a drug. Causing pain or causing other people pain is a drug. Like, it's addictive. It's not, it's all, everything, but it's like in moderation. And you know, like they say, too much of one thing or can kill you. But it's like, how we do this in moderation? How do we use it? How do we handle it? How do we guide it? Guide ourselves or navigate it? As they say, don't use it. Don't abuse it. Use it. You know, don't. Some people use it and abuse. You know.
There, it's like how you were sharing with layers of. When you were talking about the multiverse, there's
yes.
other sides of us.
Alternate versions, alternate dimensions, different versions of you.
One person can be so great at one thing. However, there's going to be other layers of things that they want to fulfill in their life that are still missing, that they're still lacking or weak on. Mm-hmm. And that's just example of like those two different sides.
Bro, and that might be a version of them that is struggling more than you, than this version is. You know, this personal version, this version of you here and now, mm-hmm. and this reality, our reality right now. In that reality, that might be that version of you that is struggling or just successful as fuck. But it's like, how, like, and we might tap into every now and then through the process of dreams too, maybe. A bits of what they were experiencing, and then vice versa, they might be having dreams about what we in this life that we experiencing. When we die, do we go to heaven, or does the dream that I'm telling you, or that I just said, that these other versions of us that we're having, does that end, and do they wake up? You know, and then. Then do they die? When they die, do they go to heaven, or does the version of them that was thinking of them, do they wake up?
Man, where do we all go?
I don't know.
Where will we all be?
Curiosity.
And it's up to us to figure that out and do it.
It's up to us to accept it, really.
Because
it's gonna happen regardless. That's what I'm thinking about. I used to say, because you heard it, what happened with Chadwick Boseman. Black Panther.
Yes.
That shit
yes.
hurt me so bad. I'm like, damn it. Like, why does, like, okay, cool. But he was 43 is the main thing. And I'm like, damn, he was 43? He didn't even look fucking 43. Like, he looked like our age, my age. Like, damn, at least 37, 38. Even. But all right, okay, cool.
Prime.
So he was 43 with the I believe once you're in that industry and that thing, yeah, you know. But they said that he had pancreatic cancer or some shit like that, right?
Yes.
So he was 43 years old, bro. And I started to think about Holland, you're 28. He was 43. That's like damn near 15, not even 20 years from now. Who's to say I'm going to be alive then? Who's to say I'm going to make it past that? Who's to say I'm going to make it to 80 or 100? Like that's what I'm saying. Going back to the arrogance of us as humans thinking that. One, another thing, we're the only species on this planet or that ever existed. We're the only species that ever existed in the universe. And then two, like the fact that we're going to live forever, or we're going to live and as long as we think we're going to live.
That one hit me for sure. Most of the two in terms of like, there are people who are like, oh, I'm going to save for retirement. Oh, no, I do that later. And, like, there is no guarantee.
You don't know that. Yeah, that's what you say.
I've
heard. And what you say ain't shit compared to what's going to happen. Sucker. Sucker. All right, have a good day.
Oh, the other ball.
Yeah, you can try. Oh, man.
All right.
You're such a nice lady. Thank you. That's nice. This guy here, yeah, you lucked up, huh?
He kind of, I think she didn't want to take it from him.
Yeah, he didn't want to go through the process, probably. Ownership, man, he had to claim it, and he claimed it. He did it. He got a ball. He got a ball out of it. hey, don't come over here now with the bullshit.
Can we walk in the...
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah. all right.
That's all good though. But this is good. This is good content, bro. I feel like this is all good. You know, you're like trying to drive yourself off now. That's cool.
It's gonna be hard. I know. Anywho, we can close it and
smart. That's smart though. It's like.
So this was Tools for Life, and what would you call this episode, Holland?
Just really getting things started. Because this is what number episode of this podcast for you?
I'm not, maybe third. Well, for Anchor.
Okay.
But I like that name because this is definitely something that you're striking for me for what I have to do.
And this is also a chance for me to this is content for me too. You know what I'm saying? Because later on I can actually do this too on certain clips. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can put it with my shit. You know, so this is also good for me. So when I do start plugging my shit or start doing my shit, you know.
Yeah.
But this has been great. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your service. And I appreciate this guy too.
If there is a message you would like to share to our listeners, something to leave them with, what would that be?
Oh, which is I'm glad you asked me that, which was pretty much what I was saying in conclusion. I used to say, do it while you're young. It's like, no, do it while you're alive. And that's it.
Godspeed, everyone.
Yeah, you can also catch me at drumguide_69
on Instagram. My Facebook is also Holland Evans, Holland Sinister Evans, on Facebook. I'm also going to be coming out with my own podcast eventually, sooner or later, so look out for that. It's going to be called Random Questions, Random Thoughts, with Holland Evans. And I'm glad to be here.